When something bad happens, you have three choices. You can let it define you, let it destroy you, or you can let it strengthen you.
I am an alcoholic.
I'm an alcoholic.
I am an alcoholic.
I'm an alcoholic. I'm an alcoholic.
I am an alcoholic.
I am an alcoholic.
I am an alcoholic.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm your alcoholic host. I am Raymond, and today I am joined with myself. Yeah, I'll be flying solo today, day 322 for me of continuous sobriety. We can't miss 2 weeks in a row now, can we? We missed the week of Columbus Day. We had an interviewee not show up, and this is what happens. Life happens. I'm not taking it salty or anything like that. It is what it is. I do this podcast to help others looking for help and help find that path. That's what this is for. I can't get upset about things that are not in my control. And that was not in my control. I can ask whoever to be on the show to be on the show. It's up to them to show up. And sometimes things happen to where they can't show up. It was not about to let this go 2 weeks without putting nothing out there. So I appreciate anyone tuning in this week. I want to talk about me a little bit. Just talk about me. Where am I at today? I'm feeling great. Every day I wake up and the sun's shining, it's a good day. Compared to where I was at 322 days ago. Man, coming up on 11 months. 11 months. Wow. So much has changed in that time. My perception of things in life. Don't get me wrong. Everything's not ideal. You still deal with life. But you learn how to do it. Without losing your shit. You know, that's how I'm dealing with it right now. You know, the way I've progressed through being an AA. Has changed my perception about a lot of things in life. So many things I'd get upset about. All because I used to think it was all about me, and that's not the case. I can't be upset about stuff I can't control. And for the ones, you know, people are against AA and think it's a cult and all that, you know, it's, you know, AA is what you put into it and you're going to get out of it. And you got to work. You got to do the work. I'm not, the only thing I give up is my time in AA and have been willing to do it and open-minded about it. It's not a matter of what my spiritual beliefs are, what religion I practice, or anything like that. I didn't even have to do the original 12 steps to say I'm a member of AA. You know, I had a desire to stop drinking and to change my behaviors. And I don't know if I've probably mentioned it, but that's my spiritual awakening. If you know, you'll see it in the big book and in the steps. First, I had a grasp of not, you know, trying to find a higher power with coming into AA. I couldn't grasp, I couldn't come up with a concept on that. I have an understanding now with it. A power greater than me is sitting with another alcoholic, talking to other alcoholics, and working this through. It's the first word that comes to mind is a blessing. And I'm not meaning like a blessing from a guide, but it's something I've received from working with other alcoholics, you know. It's what helped me get to where I'm at today and finding happiness. I can truly say I'm happy with the progress I'm making. I've still got work to do. We all have work to do. Everyone has work to do. Everyone has stuff to learn. We should always be learning every day. And I've always been a true believer to try to learn something new every day. It's, you can never get too old for that, because there's just so much out there in this vast universe or earth or however you want to word it, you know. It's just so much, and it doesn't matter what you believe in. It's, we're just a small piece of this puzzle out there, and it's awesome. Really, really awesome. So much you miss out when you're using mind-altering substances. You know, my vice was alcohol. And I could truly say I'm starting to see some of those, you know. We got to move to a house in a private community out on a lake now, and it's rekindled a relationship with me wanting to fish. And, you know, that's something I used to do with my father when I was younger. We talk about fishing, and he comes up with all these ideas. I try to get him to come out here, you know. I've had him out here a couple times. It's a good time. I love spending time with my father, you know. I've also had the opportunity, you know, to spend time with my brother out here as well, fishing and things like that. And we don't necessarily have to talk all the time. It's just spending time together, you know. That's something we let go of as we got older, you know. It's, I think he's celebrated his 20-year wedding anniversary. That's my little brother. I'm proud of him. He just got a first one in the family to get a college degree. I'm proud of him. And, you know, he's always been there for me when I need him or whatnot. Fix shit. I fucked up, to listen to my shit, and I appreciate it. I've taken gratitude, you know. I've always been grateful for him. You know, that's one of the things when I was going through early sobriety was being grateful and grateful for what I had. And yeah, I'm going to start rambling. I don't know. This is hard to do. I'm not in a screen. I'm not in a Zoom meeting. I'm not in an AA meeting. This is hard to do, to put out there. And it's not putting pen to paper. This is mouth to mic and trying to figure this out. Maybe this is enough for someone to relate to. I don't know. I don't know how this works. Hopefully this reaches someone. Hopefully we get some more interviews lined up soon and get that going back. I know a lot of people are receptive to that. But I'm looking forward to my 11 months coming up real soon. I hope everyone's enjoying what we're doing here. I just know the takeaway for me has been positive for not even wanting to do this in the first place, and maybe not even doing this for the right reason in the first place. But, you know, didn't kill me. I'm not drinking the sacrificial Kool-Aid to where, you know, I'm still living my life, still with my family, and, you know, I'm doing service work because it's part of it. It's, I can't even put it in words now. And with that, I'm going to pass, and hopefully soon enough, we'll get someone willing to share their experience of hope and strength soon.
We'll be right back.